and Coop used to go at it. He's a great player, obviously, and he made me a better player. And it was some great days, you know, in practice and stuff, competing. And it was no shock that he went to the league and did what he did.
Might be kind of interesting to reunite with him somewhere down the road, potentially, huh?
Yeah, you never know what could happen. So, I mean, reuniting with any of my teammates, you know, would be a pleasant situation, you know, just being on the same team with somebody that you went in the locker room with in college. So it'd be cool.
How does Calvin Ridley compare to Amari?
It's real close, you know. I think they got the same type skill set. His freshman year was awesome, just like Coots was. He still has room to grow, so, I mean, the sky's the limit for him, you know, as long as he keeps, you know, progressing and getting better each year. And he has a work ethic, so, I mean, you should only expect great things from him in the future.
The best receiver you face this year in the SEC?
Definitely Laquan Treadwell, by far, I think. Just his overall skill set, you know, his physicality. He has strong hands, and he's definitely, you know, knows how to use his body and uses that to the best of his advantage and goes up and gets the ball.
Talked with some other SEC receivers yesterday, the day before. They said, I think 3 of the 7 picked you as the best cornerback they faced. What's that make you feel?
You know, it's humbling, man, you know, just to hear that. I think that's some greatest type of respect you can get is from your peers, you know. It's one thing to hear from scouts and media and things like that, but once you get that respect from the players you go up and compete against, you know, that's the best feeling in the world. So, I mean, much respect to those guys.
Cyrus, how much were you kind of shaped by your Baltimore upbringing? Another guy, Charles Tapper from Oklahoma, was talking about it, what it meant to get out of there and you know, what he learned. How much has it shaped you?
It shaped me a lot. You know, it's probably the thing that shaped me the most out of anything in my life, you know, just coming from, you know, that type of environment, seeing some of the things and hearing some of the things you want to do better. You want to be a role model, you know, for young kids with the same kind of aspirations and dreams that you have, that, you know, it is possible. You know, I was fortunate, you know, I had both my mom and my dad in my life. A lot of kids in Baltimore aren't blessed with that. So, you know, I used that to my advantage and just kept the right people around me. And stay focused, and you know, I think that's what got me here today.
What would it be like to play for your hometown team, and have you had any discussions with them?
It would be a dream come true, you know, just going out there, putting on that purple, and representing the city. You know, it'll be a great city.
I know before the Iron Bowl, you called Auburn's receivers, nothing special. What are your thoughts on those receivers after you played against them in the Iron Bowl?
They're good players, man. That comment, I think, was taken a little out of context. It wasn't meant to disrespect anybody or, you know, draw any negative attention. But, I mean, they're great players, you know. I mean, unfortunately, we won the game.
You saw Blake Barnett on scout team series.